Hey, warriors, welcome to the Move Forward podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Wolf. I'm a retired massage therapist turned self-care advocate, and I am here to keep you moving and grooving through this thing we like to call life, giving you boosts of energy, insight, and motivation. I am open and honest while I navigate through all the challenges life throws my way, and I choose to find joy every single day. I talk with other inspiring people who are working towards healing from their own traumas and how resiliency affects their life experiences. I am dedicated to building a community of warriors through this podcast and my online education and learning platform, The Move Collective. Thank you so much for joining me and trusting me to be a guide to help you through those times when we feel alone and confused, or we just need a little boost of inspiration. If you're ready, I'm ready. So here we go. We are back with another fun episode with the lovely Dana Ruby Martin. And you guys, if you're new here, welcome. Dana is my co-host today. She stops by once a week for spiritual chats. We answer a listener's question and we share some lessons that we've learned throughout that past week. We also like to pull a tarot card, which seems to really resonate so well with whatever the conversation that we've had during that episode. And you guys, if you have a question that you would like answered, feel free to email Michelle@themichellewolf.com, or you can send it to me through my Instagram @themichellewolf. And actually, on that topic of Instagram, we've recently started a podcast Instagram here for this podcast. We never had one previously, but we are there now. You can find us at The Move Forward Podcast on Instagram. We'll be highlighting our guests as well as sharing motivation, some quotes, and lots of positive things that I'm sure you guys are going to love. Check it out. Feel free to send us that question. And now let's get to today's show. Farewell. Dun, 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 dun. What's that? What is that song?
Au revoir. Farewell. Au revoir. And goodbye. Adieu. Oh my gosh. Now there's a red cardinal in my tree.
Huh.
I have this like entire bird sanctuary outside my window. I like can't even handle this.
You should look up the meaning for those birds.
Oh, cardinals are big time messengers.
Yeah.
Past one. And oh my gosh, another one just came to join it.
Hmm.
Very beautiful. But that other one, I've never seen anything like it before. It was really cool.
You know how I have hawks as my symbol, or it reminds me of my mom, or I think of it as my mom is here. And when I ask for a sign, it's a hawk that shows up. Yeah. On our way home from Thanksgiving, like from Toronto to Mitchell, to my sister's place, we saw sets of two everywhere. Like I am talking like swarming around the road. Around the trees, there was a set of two, then another set of two, then another set of two, and another set of two. There was eight separate sets of twos. So my dad has always said he used to always see one. But then since my nephew Hudson passed away, he always sees two. And so it was like all these sets of two all the way home.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the coolest?
It is in such goosebump right now. Love that.
It makes me feel so supported and so loved. Held. Yeah. Held. Exactly. I just had a smile on my face from ear to ear.
So beautiful.
So on that note, welcome back for another episode of the Move Forward podcast. Dana, how are you?
I'm doing super well. You, Michelle?
I am good. And I'm curious, what is new with Revival? We haven't really chatted a lot about Revival by Martin Co. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. So we are launching a new collection of watches.
Yes.
Which I have been designing. So during the whole lockdown, my creative juices were like flowing beyond flow. And I literally felt like I was sitting in a river with high rapids. I was on a raft and I was just like, so I used a lot of that time to let this creativity out. So I designed three new watches that will be launched hopefully by the end of the month. We've come up with a number of different roadblocks, which I don't look at as roadblocks, but I look at as like openings for something bigger and better. So I think we'll be launching in maybe November.
Okay.
It's called the Gratitude Collection. Mm-hmm. So it's all about gratitude practices. It's all about mindfulness, basically wrapping everything up of how how I feel we can better attain our well-being through daily practices of gratitude. So that's being launched. I also created another whole thing that's going to be entering Revival, which are bracelets. They're made from 100% recycled silver. They're coated in 14 karat gold vermeil. Well, gold. So they're called gold vermeil. And oh my gosh, like I designed the recycled boxes. I have like inscriptions in the boxes.
Ooh, beautiful.
Like, oh my gosh, the amount of thought, like I poured my heart and soul into these new products that are going to be launching. So that's on the horizon, which I'm super stoked about. So right now I'm just working on the website copy, the website imagery, all like the behind the scenes stuff. So it's like, I got to catch my breath because I got to meet deadlines and I'm just like, ah! But it's really fun. So lots of things on the horizon for Revival. We're also amping up our crystal sets. So that's going to be really fun. I'm writing mantras that are going to be going along with the crystals. Ooh. I'm writing gratitude decrees that are coming along with the gratitude collection. And I don't know if I should say this yet, but I think I'm just going to because it's imminently happening. We've been picked up by the Hudson Bay Company.
Congratulations. Oh, that's huge. So what does that mean? Is that online? Is that in store? Is it all of it?
So yeah, we're going to be on their online store and then we're in four major hubs to start. So we're going to be at on Queen Street, Yorkdale. Is it Yorkdale or Yorkville?
Yorkdale.
Yorkdale. See, I'm clearly a small town pumpkin.
That's okay.
Montreal and Vancouver. So those are the stores we're starting in across Canada.
Okay.
And yeah. So
what is Queen Street on Queen Street?
Or sorry, Eaton Center.
The Eaton Center. Oh, yeah. It is off of Queen Street. Queen Street. Yes, it is. Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. I can go to both of those.
Oh my gosh. So exciting. So I've also been behind the scenes creating a beautiful display case for the watches. Great. So that can go in like the number of things behind the scene, like I literally need a team.
And yeah, you do.
And I don't have a team yet. So I'm open and receptive to very, you know, to a team. So I'm trying to attract that. So we'll
see. I was going to say, what's stopping you from getting a team?
Nothing. It's just, we're waiting for the right fit.
Okay. And what are you looking for? What do you need for a team?
What I'm looking for at the moment, well, so I just hired a graphic designer. So that's huge. So amazing. I have her. So she's amazing. So she's helping me. I've got all the copy ready for all the inserts and the decrees and the thank yous and the blippity blippity blah. So she's going to help me design that. So that is like really exciting. So I've got her. And then we're just going to have to see like how this goes. A web designer and all these things that are just going to hopefully, yeah, click into place.
Totally. Oh yeah. Once you have that stuff, it's amazing how it can help things flow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then less off your plate because you want to be the one who can continue to create these beautiful pieces.
Absolutely. And write because I love writing.
Beautiful.
So thank you for asking. That was a mouthful.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to share and see more. And your crystals, I'm obsessed with. So I love, and I've already got like a whole bunch in my head that I want to gift. I feel like it's like the perfect like stocking stuffer, like additive yes. to a gift. And also it's a part of our giveaway for this month. I wanted you to be a part of our giveaway. So I was like, so it's a part of our giveaway for, if anybody leaves a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, you have a chance for winning the crystals and I use them. They're with me all the time. I've got a bunch of them sitting right here beside me. I'm always like playing with them.
Me too. They're everywhere.
They're all over my table.
Everywhere. Which one do you gravitate to most this week?
The white one. What is the clear, like clear white one? Clear crystal quartz. It's a mouthful.
Your master healer. And that will align all of your chakras. It amplifies your intentions for the day. It is like one of those end all be all crystals. It is like supercharger. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm very drawn to it and I love it. And I'm like, where did I put it? It's on my table here somewhere.
It's probably in your bra.
I do that actually.
Me too. I've been carrying around, I've been carrying around Tiger's Eye, because Tiger's Eye is really good at grounding. It's a protective stone. It helps amplify your passion so that you're moving in alignment with your decisions and where you want to be. That's carnelian.
Okay. Which one's Tiger's Eye?
Tiger's Eye is the one that looks like, it's almost like bronzy in color, and it has like flecks of gold through it.
Hmm. I don't know if I have that one.
Oh, you should. No, that's Sodalite.
Oh my gosh, you're so good. I hope not. Sarah sometimes takes them. So it wasn't this one?
No, that's carnelian.
Okay.
You should have seven.
Oh, I think I see it. Is it this one? Did this come in the set? This thing right here?
Yes, that's your Tiger's Eye.
I was hiding. It's really pretty.
So one of the gratitude watches, the face of the dial is made out of that.
Oh, wow. It's very strong.
Oh, it is so some people believe it opens your third eye chakra so that you can have vision and your, more psychic abilities, if you will. It's a super wonderful crystal to meditate with and to wear on your skin or to wear on your body, have it with you. I've been stuffing it in my bra
right now.
All of September, I needed Tiger's Eye, you would not believe, because there was just so much going on. So it's a very grounding, rooting. It's your solar plexus. And sometimes people will say your sacral chakra. So that's all about being earthed and rooted, and your decisions are based on your intentions, and you're in tune and you're in alignment. It's a really powerful, wonderful stone.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I've got it here in my bra. It'll be here for the day. I love it. It's a goodie. You know what?
Yeah.
Our question today from Melissa, I feel like is a really suitable question for what we were just chatting about. So let's dive into it. So she says, looking back on your journey, and you can do this with your journey of anything, business, life, whichever you think. Looking back on your journey, could you have done better? And could you have done better? And if so, what would you have done differently?
Well, I'm seriously the wrong person to ask this question, because I am such a firm believer that we are where we are for a reason in our own spiritual expansion. And you can't fudge that. You can't look back and regret. You only move forward, and you recognize where you stand, and you recognize where you want to be. And then you take actions in alignment with where you want to be or who you want to become. And sometimes you won't get it right. And that's okay. It's part of the journey. It's part of the plan. And so I just firmly believe that. So when I look back on my life, sure, there are things that probably I shouldn't have done or I shouldn't have said, but I don't regret that, because there was so many valuable lessons that came out of recognizing that the minute I took responsibility for those mistakes. The mistakes would be great if they didn't happen, but surely those mistakes would come around in a whole different package, because I needed those for growth.
Let's change this question slightly. Let's say you're giving life advice to your children or a younger version of yourself. Is there something that you would give advice to yourself about your journey? Not necessarily how to change it, but that you would be like,
oh, this, I say this to my kids all the time. I'm like, guys, I have three rules in life. These are them. What are they, kids? And I drill them. Have fun.
Yep.
Be safe.
Yep.
And be kind. Those are the three rules. If you follow those rules, you'll be fine. Whenever you're making a decision, is it fun? Does it make you feel happy? Is it kind? And is it, if it's dangerous, no, not an option.
So I was listening. Love that. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to start asking Sarah that as well. And myself. Okay. But I was listening to something, or I was reading research, study recently, where it said that they asked adults, a whole bunch of adults, whether or not they do, how much of their day they spend doing something that they love and something that brings them joy. And guess what the percentage is?
Oh, I don't want to know. I feel like
through their day, 20 and through in 24 hours. What's the percentage?
Oh, for me personally, or what do I think the society?
The world.
Oh, society. God. Michelle, 5%.
Lower.
Stop.
3%, 45 minutes out of their day. Was it 45 minutes out of their day that they actually did something that they love, like something that it's not just like, oh, I got to work out, so I'm going to go work out. Cause like not everybody loves that. It's got to be like, what is something
that gives you joy? Like that gives you joy. Sparks you, like gets you pumped.
Only 45 minutes out of their day. Like you and I have been talking now for almost an hour. And I'm like, this brings me life. So this for me is like 1 hour out of my day that I know that I have done something for me and it brings me joy and I'm happy. But like how many people go to, you, first of all, you're driving to work. You don't want to drive to work. You get to work and you're with people that don't make you happy. You sit there and you eat your lunch at your desk. You don't even like go outside or do something like see the sun or do something fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's like we easily can get into this lifestyle where we just like, you know, A, B, C, D, home, sleep, do it again.
You know what the secret is, Michelle?
Tell us.
The secret is sandwiching things you love into things you feel you have to do.
Bam. I completely agree.
Drive to work. You don't love it. Throw on a podcast that gives you goosebumps.
Totally.
Lunch. You have to eat at your desk. Throw in your headphones and listen to something that makes you pumped.
Totally.
Right?
Go or read a book or call a friend.
Yeah. Go outside and eat your lunch.
Go outside.
Go for a walk. Like sandwich your day. If you've got to do something you don't want to do, so editing. I actually love editing, but it's something I have to do. So what do? I put a podcast on while I edit. I listen to classical music while I edit. I make a chai tea and I drink and savor my chai tea. I light my candles. Yes. I get my crystals all around me. I create a sacred space around my have to do. Right?
You put on a nice shirt, you put on a little bit of makeup, or put your hair up, you feel good about it.
Exactly.
You washed your face, you use like your stone on your face. It takes 2 seconds, but using that stone just
feels so good. Oh, and you just like enjoy the moment, you know, like that's what I do.
Oh my God. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. And if we could incorporate more of that into our day, because we got to go to a job sometimes that we don't love, or we got to make a phone call or make a resume or do something that doesn't feel so great, but you can, like you said, create the atmosphere around it.
And suddenly you find that the things you have to do suddenly are fun.
Totally.
Because it just changes everything. I'll tell you a story. So this is getting like pretty personal, but I'm just going to freaking go for it.
And then you're going to call me later and be like, delete it. No judgment if you do. No judgment.
Listeners, this might get deleted, but here's the situation. Been a registered physiotherapist for going on 14 years. I will say for a solid 10 years of that, I was like, if I have to go and treat this many patients an hour, and oh my gosh, they're not even doing their exercises. Do they even want to go back to work? Why am I just throwing my energy out there? They're sucking it all up and I come home totally and utterly depleted. This was my whole take. Okay.
Yep.
Like I am totally exaggerating it just for like comedy. However,
I do the same
there, right? Totally. Yeah. Then I realized, I was like, wait a minute. I have the opportunity to connect with these people. Maybe this person hasn't had a connection in like 10 years. I get to sit with them in a room and I get to see the beauty in this patient. And that's something I love doing. So yes, I'm going to treat their elbow. Yes, I'm going to listen to their complaints about why their elbow hurts and why they can't do their job. But I'm actually going to find out something I love about this person. And I'm going to have a wonderful conversation while I treat that elbow. And everything slowly started to shift.
Honey, as a massage therapist, some people are like, how do you touch a zitty back, a hairy back, like people's skin? It's dead. Like rubbing oil on them. That's disgusting. Yeah, it is. And like, I mean, imagine touching an old man's butt, like putting your elbow in some old man's ass. But truthfully, it's exactly what you're saying. It's those connections. It's that conversation. It's like, that's the part that felt really good. I remember coming home and just being like, met the coolest person today. We had the coolest conversation. I'm like, I'm not talking about the pain that I got rid for them or the way that I, you know, saw their skin afterwards on the sheets.
Right? you just, it shifts, your mindset shifts. Yes. And you're like, hold on, what brought me to this job, to this relationship, to this friendship, to this career choice, to this house? You can apply this to anything. What initially made me feel that I wanted to be there?
Yep.
And for me, it's always been connection.
Yep.
So like revisiting and getting rooted in what my center why was helped me to realize that I didn't need to give my energy away in order to help people heal. It has nothing to do with that at all. Mm-hmm. I'm just there to facilitate the perfect divine healing within each being we make contact with.
Mm-hmm. There's a little girl who helps out at Sarah's horseback riding lessons, and she gets free lessons because she's a volunteer, and she just looks mad. She doesn't look happy. She doesn't want to be there. She's in high school. She's like, whatever. She only talks to the other volunteers and talks about nonsense, silly, whatever, and ignores us basically while she's helping us. And I just finally looked at her and I was like, you really look like you really want to be here.
I thought, and the next thing, you look like you just ate horse shit.
That's what I was thinking. Or no, it's more so, do you want to eat horse shit? Because you probably should, because you're being a jerk. Anyways, I was like, these are 10-year-olds. Like, teach them to be respectful, have a conversation, yes, enjoy what you're doing. So anyways, after that, my God, she had so many questions. She was so interested in us. She was so excited to teach us. Like, it was just like a flip in her head. And I was like, there you go. Now enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy being here. Be grateful that you're here with these horses because you love them so much. And you're going to get a lesson later. And that's incredible. Like, be here and enjoy it. Yes. And it's like, man,
good. You know what? There is so much good to be had in every situation. And whatever we look upon is what we get back. So if you're going to look at the horse manure and grudgingly clean the horse stall, then that's what you're going to see and feel and think about. But if you look up, you're going to see this beautiful chestnut mare just looking at you with the darkest, most loving eyes, like blink, 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 you know, like.
Totally.
Yeah. And the same with our jobs. Sure. You have a job that you hate. Look for 5 things that you love at that job. And suddenly it all changes.
Oh, your mood, everything changes. The way you speak, the way your day is, it just changes. Everything shifts.
Totally.
Totally. Okay,
pull
girl.
A card.
Pull a card.
I'm going to like do Tony Robbins, like warrior stance in a minute here. I just feel so strongly about this.
If you hear me say, I, isn't that what he says? I.
Yeah. And then I have to be mindful because I'm going to,
yes,
the volume of my voice is getting like louder and louder by the second, and Vera's napping.
Got it. Well, she's unintentionally listening to us, and it's helping for her future. So you're welcome, V.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
P.S. If you haven't watched Moana, even as a grown adult, have you watched Moana?
I have watched most of Moana, but I've also listened to The Rock sing it probably 50,000 times because he sings it all the time on his Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Moana gets me in my soul. That movie. It doesn't matter how many times I watch it. I am like a puddle of like hearing her on. And my family's like, Mommy, how many times have you seen this movie? It still does this to you. Like, oh, here we go. Mommy's going to cry next minute. Yep, there she is.
Waterworks are out again.
It's so inspiring. Oh, I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Let's pull a card.
Okay, let's do it.
Embrace the in-between. We have flamingo spirit.
Ooh.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
Embrace the in-between. Balance comes easily to flamingo spirit, who sees what was and what will be and stands strong in the face of uncertainty. You can be informed by what came before and plan for a future yet to be, but do not resist flamingo spirit's call to be fully present in the now, where the real magic happens. With one foot in life, you're moving away from, and one foot in the future, as you become the one who leads the life of your highest intentions, you must make peace with the fact that you are not fully in either place. Embrace the in-between. The presence of flamingo spirit is also a sign that your creativity is arising within you and opportunities are beginning to present themselves. Remain here in a balanced state of mind, for there is much to know and learn before going forward with new plans. You can trust this moment and yourself as you take in what you see and become aware of all that you are experiencing in this in-between time.
Ooh, that was very aligned with what we were talking about.
Totally. Mm-hmm. As I was reading, I just had this thought too. Like, do you remember when you're in like public school and you had to do reading aloud? Oh my gosh, Michelle, my mouth would go dry. Like I was just eating the desert. And I had a moment of being like, as if I'm like reading aloud on a podcast. Like this was my biggest fear as a child.
I know.
To read out loud.
But you're really good at it. You're a great speaker. And I've learned recently that I'm pretty sure I'm a little bit dyslexic. I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I get it.
And
when you read out loud, it's even worse.
Of course.
Yes.
But while I'm reading, I have to stop myself from psyching myself out. So like, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm going to mess up. Oh my, and then I'm like, wait, nope, clear. I've got this. I'm literally like trying to tell myself, like, I'll get through this. I'm going to be clear. I'm going to get, rather than being like, oh no, I'm going to mess up. Oh my God, right? Everybody's going to hear me mess up. Cause that's what used to be going through my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You do a great job though.
Thank you.
Great speaker.
Thank you. I, you know, sometimes my tongue feels like it swells a little bit, but hey.
You wouldn't know it.
Okay, good.
Very smooth and not swollen. Okay. I've got a quote by, is it Rup Kaur? Rup Kaur. I think that's it. Is that right?
I don't know. I'd have to see the spelling.
Rupkaur. And I'm pretty sure it's Kaur.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but that sounds right.
Yep. Spanging stuff over here. Okay. So the quote is, never feel guilty for starting again. It's your chance to rebuild your life. It's your chance to rebuild your life that way you wanted all along.
Will you read it again?
Yeah. Never feel guilty for starting again. It's your chance to rebuild your life that way you wanted all along.
Nice.
It is really nice because a lot of people are really scared to start again or scared to change things up or just unsure of like what's going to happen. But it's like at the end of the day, this is your life and you can do it however you want to.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this conversation with my daughter. She went through a really rough time. She's never like done competitive running before. She went into a race. It didn't go the way that she had wanted it to go. And she got very upset because she was really confident in what she was going to be doing. And we had a conversation this morning. She like shut down, didn't want to talk about it. And we just talked about how it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Your performance actually doesn't matter. It's how you feel inside. And so you can go back and you can just be on your merry way and do your running for no one but you. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And so we had this conversation and she was just like, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to run again. And I was like, yeah, but then you're not giving yourself the opportunity to start over. Mm-hmm. So start over, fresh start, honey. This is a completely fresh start. It's a new day. Start over, go to run club and have fun. Okay. And so I didn't know if she would, but my husband was out running an errand and he came home and he was like, oh, she did run club. She was running around the block when I drove back. I saw her. So I'm really proud.
Good.
Really proud she did. So good. Anyway. You can keep this part in. Sometimes we have to edit stuff out because sometimes Dana gets a bit quacky about revealing her children's names.
Honey, you have no idea. You have no idea what I edit. When I do my like one-on-one, like just myself. Oh my God. The way I used to do it, it used to take me hours and hours and hours because I would do it and then mess up and then edit and then do it. And oh my God, constantly. Now, if I'm like on a rant, I can like blurt it all out and I'm good. But the odd time, it's like, you just gotta edit. It just happens. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Love you so much. Thank you for stopping in. These were great conversations.
So much fun.
Okay.
Mwah.